Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul Radio, it's time for Authentic Self-Care with Nancy Stevens. Nancy discovered the importance of authentic self-care several years ago when she found herself so busy attending to everyone else's needs that her own care became her lowest priority. After struggling to make time for herself, she made it to her first yoga class, and her world completely changed for the better. Tune in today to find out how to live a life that's balanced, nourishing, and fuels your passion. Please welcome Nancy Stevens. Back to News for the Soul.
Hello, News for the Soul listeners. It's a pleasure for me to be here with all of you today, live and for those that will be listening later. My energy is gathering your energy, and my energy is seeking to serve you with love. Well, we have a fun show set up today, a little bit of self-help advice of how, as we are moving into this new year, the start of a brand new month, to take what might have been our resolution, if you love doing that, or an intention, if you set some dreams or loose goals, and how to grow that and take action with this, further this, to make these into healthy lifestyle habits that simply become a behavior part of your day-to-day life. How fun is that? This is something that I have done numerous times for myself with different things that I wanted to bring in and cultivate in my life, and I'm going to have fun sharing that with you today. A little bit about me. I'm Nancy Stevens, and I host this very show, Authentic Self-Care with Nancy. I believe I have been hosting this show for 2 years. Wow, that's pretty cool. I've been hosting and enjoying all of my time here on this amazing radio network, newsforthesoul.com. Go and take a listen to all of the other incredible hosts and the variety of very unique, authentic shows that are here for you and for all of us. So as I said, I'm Nancy Stevens, host of Authentic Self-Care with Nancy. If you want to know a little bit more about me, if you go to the News for the Soul main page, scroll down on the list of talk show hosts, I'm somewhere in the midst. You can see my smiling face and the name of my show. Click on that, and that will bring up a page that shares with you a little bit more about me, and more importantly, how to connect with me. I live at nancystevenscoaching.com. From there, you can go to my website, take a look around, explore my blogs, sign up for my really fun, inspirational newsletter. You can see what I'm all about and reach out to me, email me, or click on the schedule button and arrange for a time for us to meet via Zoom to talk and to share. I'm here for you. What I do when I'm not doing all the other things, such as hosting this radio show, is I enjoy being a well-being and life coach for people just like you, who may be just beginning the journey of really authentically coming to know yourself, and I'm wanting to take along a coach to help support you, help raise your accountability, help you unpack things that you may think are true, help you make discoveries, recoveries, release things, and really begin to set the stage for you to own and live and breathe authentically into all that matters to you. That's what I enjoy doing, and I've done so for a number of years. That support and accountability are a beautiful and key role to all of us who need help being supported, unpacking the things that we don't even see, and having somebody come alongside us to simply do the deep, deep listening while we share that helps shine the light on things that we may not be able to see and notice because, well, they're ours. And in that process, helps us to release things, to reframe and renew our perspective, and to bring in new learnings and discoveries that really help to positively impact who we are within ourselves and our place in all of the work we do in our world. So that is me and what I do. We're going to dive right in to the beautiful gift of mastering habits, of how to take that resolution, that intention, that passionate talk, those statements, and begin to move it into the fabric of your life. How many of us share things to ourselves, to our best friends, or work coworkers, or loved ones, of things that we want to be doing less of, or more of, or moving into, and then get stuck, ending it with the talk? Or maybe we feel that if we are spending lots of time simply thinking about it or sharing this, excuse me, in a conversation with others, that, oh, I feel as if I've taken action. I've stated it aloud. Everybody knows it. Again, I'm not withholding this. I'm letting everybody know what I want to do and be and accomplish and feel complete. Well, I've done that. So, okay. Without thinking of it, unconsciously, you go right back into your well-worn habit patterns and routines. Whether your habit patterns and routines are, quote, life-affirming, action-oriented, healthy, or ones that you feel keep you stuck or stagnant, they're all habits. All of these, whether it's something that you deem positive, life-affirming, nurturing, or stagnant, challenging, not good. All of these are habits. And it's interesting to note that, well, most of our behaviors are directed by habits. These, again, as I shared, can be created outside our awareness our conscience is not in tune to what's going on. But once they are lodged in our emotional center, our psyche, our soul, they unknowingly influence our decisions and actions, usually without any realization. So while this can be really good, it also can be not good. You know, if you build the right habits, the ones that you feel will improve your life behind the scenes, you're going to flourish and grow. But if you're focusing on, quote, the wrong habits, they can, again, keep you stuck, stagnant, get you into trouble, harm your health, harm the health of others. So they're all based on the principle of association. So our unconscious, that deep place within us, notices when two or three things happen simultaneously or in a sequence. And they notice if this pattern repeats itself several times or in an emotionally significant way. So then we begin to associate these things together and treat them as a unit. Like, for instance, if you go for a walk or run, or, you know, you do something physical first thing in the morning, for example, your psyche, your body, mind, and spirit will create a link between waking up and going for that walk or run or yoga in the morning. Your body will be prepped to know if this is something that you just do for yourself. Oh, okay, it's time for me once I'm up to go for my walk, run, or yoga class. And this same thing applies preparing just about anything. It can also work this way. If you are, for instance, a smoker, maybe you're someone that uses, you know, nicotine to wake you up. And so maybe your body, upon waking, will have the cue that, oh, I'm awake, time to get my first cigarette of the day. Again, that's not really an optimal habit. Studies have shown that, you know, it can be very harming to your body and mind. So that's an example of how habits work. Yeah, they can work proactively or have a, you know, or ill health. And it's same thing. If you wake up and your mind is a constant video stream of thought, then the minute you wake up, not even knowing it, you're gonna hit the play button and all these thoughts are gonna come streaming in, oh my gosh, I'm already behind, I'm already stressed, and I haven't even talked to anyone or gotten out the door. So, or if you've trained yourself, maybe you enjoy meditating or just sitting in stillness and silence, that can be your cue when you wake up, oh, before I do anything, I'm going to enjoy being still and silent, meditating, etc. So they can be paired with anything. The good, the bad, the ugly, you know, we can call them neutral. Like I said, they're based on that principle of association. As I said, maybe coming home after a long day of work, we cue to put on our shoes and go for a walk or run or go exercise. Or coming home from a long day of work, we see the couch and that's our cue to go sit and veg out. Or we come home from a long day of work and we're going to get on the phone and talk, or we're going to pour ourselves our favorite beverage. So we've got these different cues that we do unconsciously because they've been paired. There's a cue and a pair. So then once we've got this habit, again, whether it's good, bad, ugly, or neutral, then we do it unknowingly. And once a habit, so once we have that habit created, whether it's going for a run or taking a drink or smoking a cigarette or meditating, it goes through what's called a three-step cycle. And the first of these, which I think is fascinating because it, again, it's very true, it's called a cue. It's either external or internal. A cue that can be getting up, waking up in the morning, coming home from work. It can be, you know, commuting to work or going into a meeting, whatever. There's going to be a cue. That's called an external or internal, and that cue triggers our automatic response. So there's the cue of getting up in the morning, coming home from work, commuting to work, being in a meeting, etc. That triggers an automatic response. Then there's the response itself, either physical, mental, or emotional. And finally, there's the outcome, and this is also called the reward. The outcome is what tells our brain if we should do the same thing when we see the cue again. The more we repeat the cycle, cue, response, outcome, the stronger it will link all of these together. So, for instance, if in our example of the cue would be going for a run. So the cue is waking up first thing in the morning. The response to that cue is, oh, time to go for a run or a walk or do yoga. The outcome of that response is maybe feeling emotionally balanced, feeling that you've brought yourself into the day, feeling clear-headed, feeling energized, feeling, you know, this rush of endorphins. So you've got the cue, morning time, wake up, response, oh, time for me to go for my walk or run or yoga. The outcome, wow, I feel ready to take on the day. I feel calm. I feel good. I feel lifted up. Cue, response, and outcome are the cycle that moves a habit to be a habit. We would love to have these habits all be life-affirming, nurturing, and positive. If we put the active intention into making that be. So I hope I've got you thinking. Cue, response, outcome. It's very simple, and it can work unconsciously or consciously based on what you feed those moments of cues and responses by learning to be self-aware. And again, so when it comes to building and growing a habit and releasing ones that you've come to the conclusion that no longer serve you, the best way to do this is to stay focused on who you, on the outcome or who you are becoming, regardless of where and who you are right now. That is the biggest thing, is your commitment to be mindfully focused by implementing this habit or lifestyle change on the person you are seeking to become, not where you are now or what you were away in the past, but being presently mindfully focused as you seek to grow and bring in this new habit on the person, on who you are becoming, the person you are becoming as a result of bringing in this new habit cycle with the cue, response, and outcome. And as habits get stronger, we think less about them, right? The bad habits, we don't even realize we're doing them. For instance, if you're working remotely, you know there's some snacks to be had, and because you're working remotely and they're there and you're bored or have a break in between work projects or Zoom calls, you act as if a force beyond your reckoning is taking you to your kitchen or your snack pantry, and gee, out of your control, you're engaging in a bunch of snacks. The cue was, I just got off a phone call or a Zoom call. I've got a break. Oh, I'm bored. I need to reward myself by, working at home and not connecting to others, or I might even be hungry. So on my cue of having that break by working at home, is I'm going to go grab a bunch of snacks, not paying attention if those are healthy, whole snacks or if they're salty, sugary, fatty, processed, refined snacks that once you eat them, then maybe you feel more energy drained and tired, or you emotionally feel like, what's wrong with me now? I'm becoming even more less energized, more unhealthy, and my response is, I'm really digging myself in a hole. So that's, again, maybe by working at home, you've brought in some habits that you didn't do when you weren't working at home, and you're in the point where maybe you've set a goal to improve your health, exercise more, find another positive thing to do when you've got time in between phone calls or Zoom calls that doesn't involve you reaching for a bunch of snacks that you may not even be hungry for or ones that you don't need. So that is something that you would, we can pair this with. So that's kind of how it works. There's the response and the outcome. So again, as I said, as habits get stronger, we think less about them. Our conscious mind becomes less involved and stops decision-making to free up energy for other activities. At this point, we end up moving smoothly through the habit cycle, sometimes without even noticing. Each time we repeat the cycle, it takes less effort mentally and emotionally until habits reach a tipping point where it becomes easier to do them than not to do them. And again, this works both ways. This works when you have set the intention to move into what we could call more life-affirming, positive, proactive, nurturing outcomes, or it can set itself in unconsciously when you are snacking, when you're not hungry, not moving, being on your phone. It works equally. It's an equal opportunity employer. It works to the effect whether the habit is something you're not wanting to do but doing it anyway, or something that you're seeking to bring in. So we really, yes, it may be unconscious, the habitual snacking or habitual phone checking or sitting on, being very sedentary, but it can really flourish you if you intentionally set yourself up on focusing who you want to become with regards to bringing in these new resolutions, intentions, or life-affirming things that you may have set at the beginning of the month of January. A little bit about me and how I moved a habit into my life. Previous to this habit of establishing and enjoying my morning routine and ritual, I was one that was cued to wake up with an alarm that went off. That cued me to get up, and the chatter in my mind told me that because I might have hit snooze button or maybe I didn't hear the alarm go off, that I wake up with a jolt and immediately start to picture morning time as a time of chaos and rushing during the school and work week. So I started to set myself up to feel energy drained before the day even hit because of how of the cue of getting up with that alarm told me in my mind, and I believed it, that I was already behind, wasn't going to get things done, and maybe take it out on my family because, quote, you know, their needs of caregiving and getting everything done took away my ability to care for myself. So it was all this one negative thing impacted the other and the other. And before I knew it, 9 times out of 10, I was starting my day in a bad mood, defensive, frustrated. Well, that type of energy at the start of a day does nothing to grow and build and flourish and keep me focused, productive, and creative throughout the day. It was not a good thing. I was not even aware I was doing it. I had that cue. I set a response to that cue. Do you feel rushed and feel scattered? And the outcome of that was to be energy drained and take it out on others. I didn't like that. I knew without knowing that this cycle that had landed in me was not up to other people to change. I knew I didn't like it, and it was up to me to work and improve this. And that's when I did some research. I hired a life coach. I began to gather by being quiet and still and listening to what it was I needed in order to feel balanced, calm, and at ease in the morning. And I began to bring in the habit of a morning routine. It's nothing that's lengthy, has lots of steps that I need to get up 2 hours ahead of time. It was just little things that I did consistently that changed the cue of waking up in the morning to feeling, to doing these things, and then the response was to feel balanced, whole, and comfortable. So that's my story. And before I knew it, this new habit of my morning routine moves me smoothly through my day, and I don't even have to look at a list, think about it. I just do the beautiful emotional and physical activities that I set up for myself in my morning routine without thinking about it. It's a behavior that's ingrained in the beautiful fabric of my life. So that's the beauty of it. So as much as we would like to, we can't reason our way into a habit. For instance, knowing what habit we want to add to our lives or why we want to add it is just the beginning. It's not the be-all and the end-all. So stating aloud, for instance, I want to wake up earlier to have more time to care for myself, that's just step one. Writing that down, thinking it, saying it is beautiful, but it's not enough to spoken word, thought, or intention, and move it into a behavior. It's not enough to simply say, I want more free time in the morning to work on myself so I'm grounded, calm, and at ease. The next step, I know, really tough one here, is to take action. So think of all the people who set up goals, for instance, of wanting to eat healthier, move more, be kinder, work on growing their job skills or exercising, that are not able to see these through to fruition. They can't seem to stick to them. These people know why they want to change. They said it aloud, it's full and personal to them, but they seem to struggle, falter, and be unable to make this stick. Well, here's the good news. Everyone has the ability of stating their intention or resolution, whatever that is, saving more money, exercising more, setting up a morning routine, writing a book, improving your job skills. Everyone has the ability to see their intentions move into a positive, proactive behavior if and continue to constantly and consistently repeat the action. That is what was my story. I had this beautiful little ritual and routine written down, 4 steps, and that's great. But those well thought of 4 steps would not have changed a thing had I not taken action, got up before my alarm, that was one of my steps, followed by step 2, hydrating, followed by step 3, brewing my favorite beverage of herbal tea and sometimes coffee, and step 4, quietly sitting in a beautiful room I had set up to be still and silent without needing to direct, manage, navigate, do things. That habit of me wanting to feel more calm, balanced, and at ease would not have happened had I not repeatedly and consistently done those steps. If it were, again, there was some times when I got up, I was like, I don't have time. I don't feel good. Well, if I had constantly placed roadblocks that I simply didn't have time, I didn't feel like it, not today, for me, it wouldn't have happened. I gave myself permission to wake up before the alarm. That was step 1. Going to the kitchen, pouring a beautiful glass of water, drinking that water. Step 2, brewing my beverage. Step 3, quietly sit for a few moments in my chair. Step 4, I did those steps constantly every day. Every day, every day. I gave myself permission to do this for me. And after a while, what seemed uncomfortable or not quite right began to turn itself into something that my mind immediately was like, oh, I get to enjoy getting up early. I get to quietly take care of myself by hydrating and brewing my favorite beverage. Oh, I actually get to sit and be still in prayer and meditation before my day takes hold. So my body, my mind began to crave and just expect that this habit that had become a behavior was going to be just part of my day. I didn't have to wake up aimlessly, maybe get stuck on social media or looking for something or cleaning the kitchen or starting a load of wash or whatever. My brain immediately put me into taking care of myself. Why? Because I repeatedly, consistently did those steps that began to bring it into a cycle. Going through the habit cycle over and over again is like, you know, is something that it was very important for me to build my habit. What we can do to improve the process, however, is to find ways to encourage the behavior before we want it to turn into a habit. So that was my story. I repeatedly did the actions daily to set myself up to feel calm and balanced by doing them, even when I didn't feel like it, so that part of the fabric of how I live and start every single day that I wake up. Here are some little strategies for each of us to do to help us improve the process of bringing out the behavior that's going to activate our habit pattern. Here's one. Use your environment to your advantage. So our environment plays an important role in forming habits. We tend to do the same things in the same circumstances. For instance, when we are first building a habit, we should try to keep most conditions around us consistent from day to day. For instance, if you were trying to write every day, try to write at the same desk around the same time, or preferably right after the same repeating event, like after breakfast or taking a shower. So, for instance, if you are stating that you want to consistently exercise every day, that means you're going to start finding a time of day that's going to work. You're going to be consistent, whether that's morning, midday, evening, and you're going to ensure that you have what you need to exercise, your shoes or clothes or yoga mat. So you're going to grow that, bring in the elements of your environment, time of day, a place in your home, a scenario. So you're building, you're repeating that. So if you're wanting to build that exercise habit in, if you're all over the board, oh, I don't have time this morning, but I think I can do it midday or afternoon, and you're scattered, then the habit might collapse. You need to be very honest and come up with a very realistic time that you know you're going to have the good amount of energy, you're not going to have a lot of distractions, that you've actually had that time, that you have the right place to do it. You've got to be consistent with the time of day, the place, and other things so that you can be successful. Whether that is an exercise habit or, like I said, a writing habit, if you want to work on your writing, or you're working on building a healthy eating pattern, maybe, set the stage in your kitchen, set out fresh fruits on the counter, or have your fridge stocked with vegetables or beverages or things that are going to be right in front of you that you've chosen that you can have to eat on the go or fix and eat. So again, we are trying to build a pattern so it's easier for the new behavior to fit in our routine. If we keep the context or environment consistent, it's easier to stick to our new habit. Again, time of day. If the habit is to exercise consistently, what time, keep doing it in the time of day. If for me, I wanted to feel grounded and balanced, how I started my day, I had to keep my little steps of my habit at the same time of day in the environment. So if we keep the context or environment consistent, it's easier to stick to the new habit. If you're all over the board, you're going to send signals and messages to your brain, to your psyche, that maybe you don't really want this too much, or that you don't believe that you can do it, or So you're going to do the work beforehand to come up with the most realistic, likely place, environment, time of day, that it's going to just merge you into that habit, into behavior. Another one is to link habits to events or to other habits. A great way to get started with a new habit is to make cue something that happens at a regular time or something you do consistently. This cue could be first thing when I wake up, for instance, the first thing when I wake up, that's me, or right after breakfast, or right when I get home from work, etc. So having a cue, I'll do this first thing upon waking, right after breakfast, when I'm done working for the day, etc. Another option is to tie it to other habits you already have. So if you meditate every morning, for instance, you can set your new habit perhaps to start right after your meditation. So linking or tying these new habits or habits to one that you already have in place. For instance, maybe you enjoy working out in the morning, going for a walk or a run or stretch. So maybe another new habit, if you're working on including more whole, healthy foods, would be to eat after working out, or to prep and prepare your fresh fruits and vegetables for the day. So linking your new habit to a habit that's already in place. If you're wanting to work on meditation, that would, for me, okay, my habit is upon waking, first thing after I wake, after I hydrate and make my favorite beverage, I've already got those three in place. Oh, now I'm going to work on being still and silent in meditation I'm linking the meditation habit to my already successful habit. So it doesn't need to be complex or difficult. You don't have to have the world's biggest amount of time. But again, you can link these together or do it in the course of the cue of time of day, or, you know, right when I wake up, when I get home from work, before I leave work, whatever that needs to be. So you can set that up. We need to know exactly how we are going to fit the new habit into our life. If we choose vague cues, for instance, such as I'll do it in the morning, we are more likely to be inconsistent. It's easy to, again, to fill our mornings up or days up with many tasks and soon realize that the thing that we said we wanted to do is long gone and we didn't get to work on our habit. So we want to be very specific. Like I said, first thing upon waking, right after I eat, right when I get home from work, make it specific to a time that's likely and realistic to you versus I'll do it in the morning. I'll work on the after work. Again, you're opening a wide door to after work to be, again, right when you step foot at home, 30 minutes from being home, or sometime in between before and after, you know, dinner or meal. And that, and again, because you haven't named a specific place or time or cue, then it becomes vague and squishy. So you want to make it specific. Another one is to work on a very few at a time. If you try to add or change in too many habits at the same time, the task is too big for our mind and our willpower. And then we set ourselves up to, instead, you want to focus on building one or a couple at a time, ideally one or two and never more than three. And then once we establish and bring into consistency one habit and feel good about it, that opens the door to start working on another and another. So the word baby steps, or one foot in front of the other, is very true. What we learn emotionally and physically by bringing in and doing that habit successfully, then we feel self-assured. We trust ourselves that we walked our talk. We're confident. Wow, the one thing I said I wanted to be consistent exercising this year, and I've done that. I told myself, for instance, I'm going to exercise Monday, Wednesday, and Friday after work from 5:30 to 6:30, and I've done that. Oh, well, now I'm going to bring in another habit, because you know that you can bring in another habit because you successfully did the initial habit. So establishing and growing the habit into behavior is a beautiful way for you to feel confident and self-assured, and it opens the door for you to start working on another one. It's very fun to try on, you know, to bring it. I want to bring in all these new habits. Every one of them is important. What do you mean? I've got to eat better, exercise more, meditate, take care of myself in the morning. That's great. But if you weren't currently doing all these things, how can you expect yourself to, as if overnight, be doing all the things you said you wanted to do but weren't doing, and expect yourself to master those two or three new things like a pro? Give yourself beautiful permission to bring in and grow and learn from doing that habit that now is a behavior that your body, mind, and spirit just move into. So give yourself permission. It takes time to grow from not doing to doing and to cultivating that behavior. So trying to do too much at a time may make you feel like you're achieving more, but the change won't last. You'll soon become exhausted, for instance, and you'll give up. So bring in one habit at a time and then add on from there. The strength and the confidence, the self-assurance, the trust that you receive from mastering that habit will then open the door for you to having the confidence and trust to doing another and another, and it will steamroll and flourish you. I've personally learned wanting to bring in all these new habits with an already busy life for me was a recipe for not doing it. And then it brought me back to giving up on, at times, that habit that I had brought in. So be honest and lovingly realistic for yourself. And then most importantly, consistency is key, and then intensity. So constant and consistent repeating of that brand new habit will bring it in and flourish it into a behavior. So when we're starting a new habit, we are tempted to do too much right from the start. We think this will get us faster results, and it might look like I said, it may look that way in the beginning. But what really happens is that we're doing too much, we get frustrated or just exhausted and quit. So think about it. Some people, again, they want to build the habit of consistently working out, starting with a lot of energy and wanting to really do this. Kind of look at that. Bringing in a new approach, for instance, being consistent first and then doubling up on the intensity. So again, for instance, people that I know, I'm just going back to this one because it's very basic, wanting to bring in the habit of exercise. Well, instead of saying, I'm going to exercise an hour a day, 5 days a week, when you've done nothing or you've been inconsistent, have done a lot of stopping and starting as a result of your life and work, how about work on being consistent? Break down that hour. If you weren't already doing an hour, then how about give yourself a win by doing 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Build and grow the consistency muscle. Wow, take pride in yourself. I said I was going to go to the gym and do 15 minutes on the treadmill and 10 minutes of that, and I did. I didn't overextend myself by saying I need to be there for 1 hour. I backed down the intensity of the habit, depending on what it is, get it to grow it in you by being consistent with it first. And that the strategy works by starting from a small habit and then by building more layers to it. So consistency first, intensity second. Same thing. I want to eat whole, clean foods every night of the week. But meanwhile, I've traveled a lot. I've been eating on the road. I eat fast food. I don't own anything and da-da-da. Well, how about start by, for instance, eating a piece of fresh fruit every day? Okay, and if you're able to do that and it feels good, then maybe add on a sautéed vegetable one night a week. Maybe make Thursday night be salad night. So just bring in little things, but be consistent with them. Put them on your calendar if that looks good. Oh, Wednesday night is sautéed vegetables. Thursday night is salad night. Give yourself time to grow in the habit. So consistency first, intensity second. Start out small, get that in you, and then build up and grow. So you're going to first create the habit, then you're going to build the intensity. So again, I'll repeat what we shared here was how to bring that habit in is to have a cue to an outcome. How do we do that? You're going to use your environment to your advantage. For instance, writing at a starting your morning meditation in a consistent place. Saying that when you wake up first thing in the morning, you're going to immediately hydrate or do your beverage or go for a run. So you're trying to build a pattern in with your environment and in the context of that. You're going to maybe link your new habit to other habits. You're going to add on to the habit of exercising to the habit of wanting to meditate or hydrate, or the habits of meditation. Well, now I'm relaxed and I want to write in journal. So you're going to link what you're already doing to another habit. So you're going to link those together. You're not going to overwhelm yourself with layering on 2 to 3 habits. Oh my gosh, I should have done these a year ago, 5 years ago. You're going to start with one. You're going to break that down into small, doable doses. Then when you're consistent with doing that, you're going to increase the intensity of it. It can be exercise, eating, writing, meditating, whatever that is. First consistency, then intensity. So that is a way how to take the intention or resolution or dream or goal and drop it into your life by taking small steps, by linking it to a context or an environment, and by working just a few at a time. Other cute, fun ways or cute ways would be to see yourself doing the habit. So maybe use some visualization. See yourself successfully doing a habit that you are starting out wanting to do. Visualize yourself how you're going to feel, how you're going to look, what you'll be doing differently or how you'll be feeling differently as a result of you bringing that habit into the fabric of your life. Again, you can write it down, developing a beautiful affirmation. Write it down on your phone. Write it down on a sticky note. Put it where you can see it when you wake up in the morning or on your phone or in your office. So keep a positive affirmation that's meaningful and personal to you that keeps you forward-focused and positive about all the beautiful things moving into you as a result of your work of being consistent and repeatedly doing this action so that it becomes a habit and a behavior that makes you smile, lights you up, makes you feel good. And the best thing about you taking care of yourself in growing and developing beautiful lifestyle habit, only do they lovingly and positively impact and support you. What you do for yourself creates abundant, loving energy within you and around you, and that draws others to you and inspires and supports them without you not needing to not do anything significant, but because you're showing up on behalf of what it is that matters and is important to you with growing and bringing new habits in, you're giving that gift of helping others to achieve and do things that they want in their life. I hope this information inspired you, got you thinking about things that you want in your life. Remember, everything you want is available to you. It's your job to take action on that, setting it up with a positive cue, setting that up with a response and an outcome, and being constant and consistent, breaking it down into bite, small, doable chunks so that it's easy to do and you set yourself for a win, and then increasing that intensity when you've become consistent. So it's easy to do. You've got this. And it's been a pleasure to be here with you today. I'm Nancy Stevens, host of Authentic Self-Care. Until next time, be well, take care of yourself, and flourish your place in the world. It's a pleasure for me to be here with you today.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.